Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! Hello, all you flooded beaches! Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next. Friday, Radio St. Pete. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. It is Friday. This is the end of a very wet week.
Yes.
For Floridians. And now it looks like it's going to be wet for Georgians and possibly South Carolinians and North Carolinians
and Virginians.
God only knows who's
all the way up to the New Yorkers.
Who's going to get this nasty bitch next?
Yeah.
Oh, man, oh, man. this was the call all week.
Number nine. Nine. Number nine.
Everybody look out for Tropical Depression number nine, because she's out to get you. That's what it was all day. I mean, from Monday on,
right.
Tropical Depression number nine was headed our way.
And they didn't really make, not that they made a big deal about it,
right.
But it was, oh, Tropical Depression number nine is out there. Mm-hmm. It might strengthen.
It might strengthen.
Do this. It might do that.
Right.
I truly felt like I was less prepared for this 3-day event than any other event in the time
that
we've
lived here. I think part of the problem with this storm is that it was moving so slow.
Right.
Yeah.
And what actually happened to us when it finally started raining, and I say finally, and that's not accurate because they were saying that it wasn't going to actually start raining until Thursday. But it rained all day Wednesday.
Right. We had a bigger rain event
right.
Tuesday night into Wednesday
right.
morning.
So it came a little bit early, and then it just hung around.
Right.
It didn't want to go anywhere.
We Don't were in the that? Tail.
Yeah. It was like the guest that wouldn't go home.
Yeah.
In the 18 years that we have lived here, I don't know that I've ever seen such an accumulation of rain.
Right.
I mean, unbelievable amounts of rain. I think on Wednesday alone, there were some areas near us that got up to a foot of rain.
Just over a foot
of
rain.
Yeah, I mean, everything was flooded. Everything was flooded. And then, of course, by Thursday, the ground was so saturated. All the storm drains were full. Whatever came Thursday and then on Friday, the water wasn't going anywhere.
Right. There was nowhere for it to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then the wind picked up on Thursday.
Right.
And
toward the end of the day on Thursday, and then pretty much Thursday night,
right.
It was very windy. Winds sometimes 60 miles an hour. Some places I heard 80 miles an hour.
Wow.
Yeah. When it finally made landfall, I guess on Thursday it turned into from a tropical depression number nine to a tropical storm.
Well, it was.
Before it made landfall.
It was named on Wednesday.
Was it?
I think so.
Okay.
I think they did actually name it.
Hermine.
Hermine. On Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then it did ramp up to a Category 1
by the time it hit. Yeah, it's Category 1, right. So, I don't know. What a mess.
It is a mess.
One of the things that you see all the time on the news whenever we get like substantial rain are the people that like to go outside and they're in their inner tubes,
right.
Or
they're kayak,
they're playing around in all this water, and these people are out of their minds.
Yes.
That is nasty water.
Well, these people are obviously not watching the news because St. Petersburg, St. Pete Beach, and in Tampa as well, our sewage system is lacking.
Yeah.
And what happens is when we get this, you know, torrential rains, all that water backs up into the streets.
Yeah.
So here's these people, you know, splashing and having a great time in everybody's toilet. Yeah. Gross.
Well, that. And,
gross.
And you don't know what else it's,
yeah,
you know, the vermin.
Yeah.
The the snakes or mm-hmm. whatever.
Or yeah. down power lines.
Yeah, exactly. Or like a washed away area of a road.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, here you are just having fun, skipping along in the puddle.
I heard.
And you drop and disappear.
Well, one of the worst things you can do is try to drive through those deep puddles of water. Mm-hmm. First of all, you can't see the road.
Yeah.
So you don't actually know if you're on the road. Then, you know, you don't know how deep it is.
Right.
And a lot of people's cars stall out.
Yes.
Yeah, one of the Howie's guys the other night, he totally flooded his whole entire car.
Yeah.
There was water coming out of his tailpipe, and there was water inside of his car.
That's not good.
Floorboards.
No.
Apparently it's running now, but yeah.
Mm.
Not for long.
Yesterday at work,
pretty much.
I drove through the property, and I have a truck.
Right.
But even then, the water was so deep that my check engine light has been on ever since.
Oh, good.
Ever since I drove through that high water.
Great.
And it wasn't on before.
Mm-hmm.
And really, for about my first couple of miles driving after I left the deep water, the truck wasn't running like it was before. It almost had to, burn it off or something, you know, burn off the water.
Oh.
Yep. I was listening to the radio this morning, and this tow truck driver said that he is an employee of a fairly large tow company. And he said that this morning alone, and this was by 9 o'clock, he had already, by 9 o'clock this morning, already towed 11 people himself.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At about $60 a pop.
Yeah.
Plus mileage.
Wow.
Mm.
Yeah. So, and he said that across the board, the rest of the company was putting up even higher numbers than that,
wow,
as far as tows. So, I don't know. People get silly, and what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You got all this water, and that water's between you and home. You know, you've worked all day,
right?
You want to get home, and what are you going to do? You know, if you get out, then what?
Yeah, yeah.
You got to walk through it,
right? You know? Leave your car,
right?
Yeah. Anyway, I'm glad it's over.
Yeah, yes. Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, looks like it's clearing out. Actually, I thought that because where I was toward, 2:30, 2:45, the sun actually came out.
I saw the sun this
The sun
afternoon.
Actually came out, and I thought, well, this is it. And then I got in my truck to come home, and it rained.
It downpoured again.
It rained again. So you never know. I don't know. But luckily, we didn't have a huge wind event,
right.
So there wasn't a lot of damage. I know that some trees did fall. I heard that. I went through this neighborhood up by the Winn-Dixie on the way home, and I saw several trees that had been damaged.
Wow.
You know, parts of trees that had come down, that kind of thing.
And there's one up by the trail.
Yeah.
That
covered the whole trail.
Yes.
We didn't have any of that.
So. We got lucky, and overall, from what I've seen,
mm-hmm.
Really not a substantial amount of property damage, and I didn't hear of any injuries or loss of life.
No, one person did die.
Good thing.
One person did die. They did report one death, and it was a homeless person that apparently was hit by a falling tree.
Oh no!
Mm. Yeah, I did hear that. Let's see.
Who's in the studio?
Who is in the studio?
Who?
Yeah. God, we got off on this whole flooding.
Hermine.
Let's see. Her
is mean.
That's right. Let's see. Let me go ahead and introduce everybody in the studio. Across the table from me is my girl, Hannah Claire.
Yes.
Hannah Claire, what is it that you're doing over there? It looks like you got some sort of art project going on.
I'm making flowers.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
Nice. Very nice.
Yes.
We got her she brought her own sketch pad this week, but she has like a whole bucket of markers over there.
Mm-hmm. That are smelly markers.
It's the only way we can keep her on the show is to distract her with other things.
Yeah.
Especially since she can't use her phone while she's on the show.
That's right. That was a big blow. Mm-hmm. Big blow. Anyway, you had two. Hannah's right is my blushing bride. Stephanie.
Yes.
Stephanie, I know that you are happy that it is a 3-day weekend.
Yes, I am.
You, like me, are in property management and having to deal with residents of a property that is flooding and things like that can be
very stressful.
Trying, yes.
Yes, trying. Yes. And, you know, and the sitting and waiting.
Yes.
For 3 days of, you know, when is that call going to come? When is, you know, I haven't slept.
Well, don't
in
you
three
get to the,
days because I've been listening for the phone to ring, waiting for something to go wrong.
I thought about this, you know, when I was younger, whenever we would have like a weather event like this, I was like all excited.
Oh, absolutely.
This is going to be great. How much fun is this going to be? Now it's like, are you kidding me?
Well,
when's it going to end?
I think
here we go again.
Yeah.
I think we would feel the same way if we weren't on call 24/7 for anything that does go wrong.
That's right. Yeah.
This was not a fun storm.
Nope. Was not.
From that aspect.
Nope.
Right. To my blushing bride's right is my boy, Ty Ginn. Ty, how are you doing?
I am just fantastic.
Last week it was super duper. This week it's fantastic.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
What is that on your chin? What do we got going here?
It is...
This is definitely... you know, I've been keeping an eye on that, Ty, and it's actually starting to look like something.
That's my head start for No Shave November.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Nice. Well,
yeah.
When did you start? June?
About a little bit ago.
Okay.
A little bit.
What kind of hormones are you taking to get that to work?
All the
best ones?
Mm.
The good ones. So right. Did you have flooding, Ty, down there in Madeira Beach?
It was pretty, you know, regular, I guess.
Okay.
It floods all the time.
Right. Yeah. I was concerned about your front yard because I know when Grammy lived in that house that she had water come right up to the front door a couple of times. So.
Yeah, we had that. But, I mean, it wasn't so bad. It was probably ankle deep.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Mm-hmm. Well, and they're doing all that construction down there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Trying to alleviate that problem.
Anyway. Okay. So that's everybody. My name is Mark, and I will be your host. I have been likened to the Arthur Godfrey.
Arthur Godfrey.
I am the Arthur Godfrey of St. Pete Radio.
Radio St. Pete.
Internet radio. you know, what's so funny about that is when I heard the likeness to Arthur Godfrey, I was like, I'm not a big band guy. I didn't know who
or a dancer. That was Arthur Murray.
Yeah. I'd always heard that name, Arthur Godfrey, and I'm like, what?
What? Who's
shows
that?
What you know.
Is Joe listening to the music?
Yeah.
We're not playing big band on here. Anyway, Arthur Godfrey, kids, if you don't know who he was, Arthur Godfrey was fairly prominent in the 40s, 50s, and 60s in all types of media, radio, TV. I think he may have even been in a movie or two. He was a pilot, had like a variety type show, kind of like ours where they get on air and they, you know, cover a bunch of different topics. That kind of thing.
And you never know what's going to happen next.
Right. Oh. Played the ukulele. Now I got to get one of those. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, me too.
Arthur Godfrey. If you get a chance, Ty and Hannah, go on Wikipedia and look them up.
For sure.
Yeah, I looked them up and I was amazed at the amount of information that they had on him.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, that's that. Before every show, what we like to do is have a pre-show dinner. And we did that this evening. Stephanie, you stopped at, what was it, Memphis Style Barbecue.
Yes.
And that's here in Seminole, correct?
Here in Seminole.
Okay.
It's fairly new. Mm-hmm. Memphis Style Barbecue is located at 5667 Seminole Boulevard.
Okay.
So right there between 56 and 57.
Right.
On the east side of Seminole Boulevard. I thought it was on the west side. So I got a little turned around.
Right.
But neither here or there. Fabulous, delicious barbecue.
Well, this is one of the few times that I've actually gotten an opportunity to eat before the show. And I twisted myself up a barbecue sandwich on a Arnold's potato bun.
The that came with our family dinner. Oh, it came with it. Yes, the buns came with it.
Really?
Potato buns.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, they know what's up then.
They've got
those potato buns are the bomb. And when I do a barbecue sandwich, I like to put coleslaw on top. And I did that. Their coleslaw at this Memphis-style barbecue is fantastic.
Oh,
very
it's
good.
Wonderful. Yeah.
You brought home, what, 2.5 pounds of pulled pork?
Yes.
Delicious.
Pulled pork with the family combo. It came with the 2.5 pounds of pulled pork, the potato buns, the coleslaw, baked beans, which I'm not a big fan.
I didn't try those.
But they were wonderful baked beans. And then I added mashed potatoes and macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
But the mashed potatoes, I asked everyone if they liked them, and everybody did, right?
Yeah, no, they were great.
Those were blue cheese mashed potatoes.
Really?
I wasn't sure if I would...
How they'd
if
go
I
over.
Would, yeah, exactly. Right. And they were spectacular.
All right, I'm glad I didn't try.
I'm not a big blue cheese fan.
I'm not
fan.
Either. I've had blue cheese that I like, and then I've had blue cheese that it's like, oh, no.
Amazing.
What is this?
Amazing. fed us all. There's plenty,
there's
for
plenty
all
left.
Of us to eat. There's plenty left.
We'll be eating barbecue sandwiches. We're going to have to get another pack of rolls.
Exactly. inexpensive. Now, I did call ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Their phone number is 727-254-9989.
Right.
I called ahead. When I walked in, it was ready. Service is fantastic.
That's always good.
Looks like a great restaurant to actually dine in.
Is it a big place or
not really big, but bigger than I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
And they let me know that Thanksgiving is right around the corner.
Yes.
And they are smoking turkeys.
That sounds fantastic.
For Thanksgiving, but you do have to order them ahead.
Sure.
Again, their phone number is 727-254-9989.
Yeah.
If you want to order your smoked turkey for Thanksgiving.
That sounds phenomenal.
Amazing. We're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, can you get it pulled? Like the pork, or is it just going to come like the whole bird?
I think it's going to be the whole bird.
Either way.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
But smoked turkey.
Oh, we got to do that.
Absolutely.
We've definitely got to do that.
Absolutely.
Now, we've been eating a lot of barbecue lately.
Yes, we have.
A couple of weeks ago, we did Jazzy's. We talked about going down to Deuce's. You and I actually went downtown this past weekend to see if we could go into Deuce's, and they were closed. It was Sunday.
Sunday, yes.
So what did we do instead? We went to Cage Brewing and got drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't get me no barbecue. Might as well get drunk.
Right. So Dad had some,
Mango Bobs.
Mango Bobs.
I love that. That is so good.
And I had the strawberry.
I was not going to have the third pint of Mango Bobs, but there was a little miscommunication with the bartender. And actually brought me another one.
Right.
I wasn't really prepared for, but, you know, being the trooper that I am.
Handled it.
I drank it. I don't want to embarrass them, hurt their feelings, you know.
Yep.
Leave a full pint of Mango Bobs on the bar.
Right. I tried the PB&J Stout.
Yes.
Which was very good.
Yeah, but
I can't imagine drinking a whole pint of that.
No, it was so thick.
It was very good.
It was like
good.
They took a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, threw in some Reese cups, put it in a mixer and pureed it, and then poured it in a glass. It was like
yeah, exactly.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, but it was so ugh. You know how sometimes when you eat chocolate you get like that burn in the back of your throat a little bit? Yeah, I got that right away.
Yeah.
And I just took a little sip. I can't even imagine.
Poops. Yeah.
I liked it. I liked that.
Right. Anyway.
So anyway, Memphis Style Barbecue, everybody. Seminole Boulevard, check them out. They were also, they were nominated for Creative Loafing Best of the Bay. Voting is over.
They might win.
Yeah. Maybe we will see them there.
Yeah. That's cool. Let's see. And we still got to get down to Deuce's.
Yes.
Try not to get sidetracked by going over to K. Cage Brewing.
Yeah, we just have to put the blinders on right. as we drive by the breweries.
Right, exactly.
Try to get straight to the barbecue.
All right, let's talk about sports, man. Let's see. My Tampa Bay Buccaneers played their last preseason football game Wednesday night against the Washington Redskins. Now, they played Wednesday night. They were originally supposed to play Thursday night, but because of the impending doom
of Hermine,
they decided to play it on Wednesday, which I thought was kind of a little bit of a mistake because it rained like hell on Wednesday.
It was bad.
So it was a very wet and soggy game. We ended up losing to the Redskins 20-13. Not very many of the starters played. And
something like 26 of the Redskins players did not even come to Tampa Bay
right.
for the game.
Yeah. And the ones, other starters that were there didn't even dress for the game.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah. They wore their raincoats.
And it was...
and galoshes.
It was
this very seriously.
It was a sloppy game.
Well, remember when they would pan the crowd?
Yes.
It looked like a ghost town. But I heard the next day that there were 4,000 people there. I'm thinking,
Well,
I think those are padded.
Yeah, exactly.
Those figures are padded.
Well, they also moved everyone from the upper seats.
Yeah.
They moved everybody down.
Right.
I did hear that, which I thought was pretty cool. And then if you looked in the crowd, you could see those smart people up under the overhang.
Right.
Rather than being right on the 50-yard line,
mm-hmm.
they were up there out of the rain.
Well, surprisingly, there were quite a few kids there. Normally would have been a school night, but because of the impending storm, a lot of the local school districts canceled school for the next day.
Right.
Actually, it was going to be just for Thursday, then it ended up being Friday as well, so... What a long weekend those kids are getting.
Exactly. Right? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
And Monday.
Wow.
Welcome right. back to school, everybody.
That's right.
Lucky little bastards.
Yeah, so, right.
Anyway,
you didn't get anything like that.
No.
No. The Bucks kick off their regular season in Atlanta on September 11th. So that's going to be kind of cool. I'm ready for that. One of the things I'm looking forward to as far as this Bucks team, what I've seen so far in the little bit that I've seen so far in preseason is their defense. They seem to be getting after it. And I like that. That's something that we have not had for several seasons is any pressure on the quarterback. And already we are sacking the quarterback like nobody's business. And that's where I was going to put that, Hannah.
Oh, nice. Perfect. Nice. Yeah.
Hannah just found a poster of Frank Zappa sitting on a toilet.
Randomly on the desk here.
Yeah.
It's tremendous.
Right. Tremendous. Fabulous.
Tremendous.
Naked Frank Zappa sitting on the toilet.
Anyway, my Tampa Bay Rays kick off a weekend series tonight here at the Trop against the Toronto Blue Jays. Toronto leads the American League East with a record of 76 wins, 57 losses. My Rays are in last place.
Woo-hoo!
In the American League East,
it.
Right, with a record of 56 wins, 76 losses. Do you recognize those numbers? It's a complete flip-flop.
Yes.
We have the opposite score. Mm. Opposite record.
Opposite record.
Mm, yeah. If you go tonight to the Trop, students 18 years and older or older with a valid student ID can get lower-level tickets for $15. If
nice.
You go tomorrow, Saturday, all fans will receive a Logan Forsyth bobblehead. That game starts at 6:10 p.m.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
late then, game yeah. on a Saturday.
Yeah, and then on Sunday, if you go, all kids 14 and under will receive superhero cape socks.
What?
That game starts at 1:10 p.m. I saw a picture of these cape socks, and you know, I might have it. I might have it.
They sound adorable. I want a pair.
Hold on.
I'm going on eBay Monday to find
they're
socks.
They're like little yellow and blue socks with little blue capes on the back.
Aww.
Check that out. Pass that down to Hannah.
No, those will make you run faster.
That's right. They will. I like that.
Hold on. I have
little
to put my glasses.
Cape socks. Hannah Claire, oh, you're not 14 and under.
Oh, I love them. I love them. We need to find a kid.
Yeah. Steal his socks.
Yeah,
we gotta find a kid with big feet.
Yeah, those are adorable.
Right,
absolutely adorable. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the Olympics are over, and no, I'm not going to talk about Ryan Lochte. That's pretty much played itself out.
Which you just did.
Yeah, I mentioned him. One of the things that I did notice or saw in the paper, actually I saw it in the Week magazine, was an article about Michael Phelps and what he's going to have to pay in income tax for the money he made at the Olympics. And it looks like he's going to have to pay an estimated $55,440 in income taxes for the 5 golds and 1 silver medal he won at the Rio Olympics. It says here that the U.S. Olympic Committee awards $25,000 for a gold medal. It awards $15,000 for a silver and $10,000 for a bronze. So, and obviously those cash bonuses are considered taxable income. The wealthy Phelps, and I think I heard that he's like worth like $50 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
I believe it.
That's not bad for swimming.
Not bad for swimming.
It says that the wealthy Phelps is in the top tax bracket, and what he pays in taxes is 39.6%. So if you add up the total of all the medals that he won, okay, he made $140,000. What he took home after taxes is approximately $84,560.
I wish I could swim better.
They took that 39. Yeah. I wish you could too. So basically, for six races, it works out to about $14,093 per race.
Hmm.
That's not bad. That's not
Are
bad
you
at
sure
all.
You can't swim faster, Ty?
I don't think he's tall enough. You know
what? I think I could have a go at it.
Yeah.
Let me put my glasses on for this one. I just think that's, you know, that's a lot of money to have. You know, I would like to think that if you won that money, that should be tax-free.
You would think so. If it's I don't know.
I mean, they're taking a big chunk.
Yes, they are.
Now, I wonder if his...
Still, that's a lot of money for swimming.
Sure it is, but his total net worth, I think, kind of screwed him because he's in, like, the top tax bracket.
Right.
So if he was, one of these lesser-known swimmers...
Right.
You know, does that mean he gets to go home with more money?
I'm sure in, you know, the first time he won a medal, he got to keep more of the money. You know, that's how the whole tax bracket thing works.
I guess.
But...
He's still got all of his sponsorships and all that.
Exactly. He's got plenty of
anything.
Money.
Mm-mm. No. Let's see. One of the things that I'm excited about this weekend is college football starts. And that, to me, is very exciting. If you're looking at your Florida games, you've got Southern Illinois at Florida Atlantic. That's at 6 o'clock. Florida A&M at Miami at 6 o'clock. Towson at USF. At 7 o'clock, and these are all Saturday games. Let's see, South Carolina State at UCF at 7 o'clock on Saturday, and UMass at Florida. That's the game I want to see, 7:30 on Saturday. Some of the other games that you might be looking forward to, some of the more interesting games, Bowling Green at Ohio State, that's noon on Saturday.
Nice.
Yeah, LSU at Wisconsin, 3:30. Saturday, Richmond at Virginia, 3:30 Saturday. And let's see, what's another? Oh, and here's a big game here. USC at Alabama, that's 8 o'clock Saturday evening. And then Clemson at Auburn, that's another big game. That's 9 o'clock at night. I won't be awake for that.
No.
Nope. And then on Monday.
That one.
Right. Sunday, if you're a Notre Dame fan, they play Texas at 7:30. And then on Monday, Ole Miss at FSU. Here in Florida at 8 o'clock. That's Monday. So that's that. Football season is
underway.
Underway, everybody.
Yes.
And then next weekend, the pros start.
Yes.
They kick off their regular season. So that's good. What I say, the Bucks play on the 11th.
Right.
In Atlanta against the Falcons.
Right.
So that's kind of cool.
And we are in our football pool again. So
great.
We shall see.
So you'll bring home the sheet next week.
I will.
Oh, you did a different fantasy pool? You're not going to do the fantasy
pool? Well, we're going to do the one that we've done for the last several seasons.
No. Okay.
No.
I don't understand the fantasy football thing.
It's good.
Yeah, I just don't have time for that. Anyway, are we ready for a beer?
Yes,
okay.
Please. It's a three-day weekend.
One of the things we do every week is a beer tasting, and we try to do a local craft beer artisan this week. Well, kind of.
Kind of.
Kind of local. Last week we went off the grid and did one from Hawaii.
Yes.
From Maui. That was a good beer.
That was a good beer.
Anyway, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 498-0502. That's 727-498-0502. And we'll be willing to talk to you about anything. Hey, if you got flooded and you got a flood story, call us up. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we want to hear it. Sure.
Not really, because I'm over it.
Yeah.
Anyway, when we come back, we'll try our beer. We'll be right back.
It's on the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Dad makes me do it.
Tonight, before you go to bed, make an inspection tour of your icebox. How's that Pabst Blue Ribbon supply holding out? Got enough bottles and cans? Remember, tomorrow's the beginning of a relaxing weekend. You'll be entertaining guests or listening to the radio or just getting that hungry, thirsty feeling when you want a snack of cheese and crackers topped off with a tall, cool foamer of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. Tomorrow morning when your dealer says, "What'll you have?" say, "Pabst Blue Ribbon." What else?
What else? Thanks, honey. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, geez, you never told me to turn the buttons back on. So, geez.
Were we back on?
I don't even know.
What else?
We might not have been.
Yeah. Let's see. We started off tonight's show. I'd like to try to play a bunch of different songs or artists during the show.
Stuff.
Yeah, we started off the show with "I Hear You Knocking" by Dave Edmunds, and that was "I'll Sue Ya" by Weird Al Yankovic. Now, one of the things that's going to be nice about this show, a little bit different, is we are going to feature two local artists from right here in the St. Pete area.
Nice.
So we're going to play those. Now, unfortunately, I reached out to them, to both of them, during the week via email, and I got no response. So if they're listening,
I thought you did hear.
No,
back from
I didn't.
One of
I thought
them.
I did too. Oh. It wasn't. So,
well, then who was?
So listen, guys. Whatever I say about you, that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
You had your chance.
You had your chance.
Muffed it.
That's right. Anyway, let's get to the beer tasting.
So what would be in the moist satchel?
I'm going back to the moist satchel now.
I think it's a flooded satchel.
I'm looking. Tonight's offering comes in a bottle.
Oh, bottle.
A bottle. Uh-oh. Got it.
Oh, it's got a paw on the top.
It's got a paw on the top.
Oh, it does. That's cute.
Tonight's offering comes from Sea Dog Brewing Company, which is located in Portland, Maine. But a couple of shows ago, we discussed that Sea Dog is opening up a brewery, restaurant, bar at Captain Cosmoco's, where it used to be, in Treasure Island.
In Treasure Island.
And that's going to be happening here in the next 6 months, five, 6 months.
Nice.
Something like that. So, as of then, they will be a local brewery, as far as I'm concerned.
As far as you're concerned.
As far as I'm concerned, everybody. Let me go ahead and get the glasses. I'm pouring it. Oh, it is a little chunky. Stayed in the freezer too long. Stayed in the freezer too long. Not curdled.
No, don't worry, anyone.
I don't want chunky.
Chunky.
Right, try that. I think, no, wait, don't try it yet.
Don't try it.
Don't do it.
Don't touch it.
You know what? Oh. I want you to. That was a big chunk, Ty.
it's a little globby.
That was an iceberg. I want.
Yum.
Okay. Stir it. It gets better.
Hannah, you try it first and tell me what you. Before I tell you the name of it, you try it first and tell me what you taste.
Well,
is it like apple or pear?
It's a fruit. It's not one of those.
Grape.
Hold on.
Ty.
Elton John.
Now, how would you know what Elton John tastes like?
I don't know.
Well, you said it was a fruit.
What is it, pineapple?
No. Steph?
Strawberry?
Mango?
No.
Banana?
Peach.
God damn it, it's blueberry.
Oh.
It is? Really?
It's a schnozberry.
That would have been my next guess.
It doesn't really taste too blueberry-ish.
No, it doesn't. I mean, you can tell that it's a fruit.
Yeah, there's like a hint of fruit.
It almost tastes more like strawberry to me.
Right, yeah.
Well, now that it's lingering a little bit, I can kind of get the blueberry.
I can get the blueberry.
Yeah.
Well, this muffin to go with it.
Tonight's brew is called Sea Dog Wild Blueberry.
Mm.
Yeah. It says that the Sea Dog will be opening a brewery. Well, we just talked about that.
blah, blah, blah. Treasure Island.
Says this is a beer with natural flavor added.
Oh,
so
maybe that's
what natural blueberry juice tastes like when you add it to beer.
Maybe
that's
why they should go with the fake stuff.
Yeah, that's why we don't recognize it.
Let's see. What would you suppose it paired best with?
Blueberry muffins.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Let me put that on here. Blueberry muffins.
Girl's name Violet.
Girl's name.
I like that.
Violet. You're turning violet, Violet.
Girl's name Violet.
And I don't know, for whatever reason, Girl's name Violet reminds me of Elvis Costello.
And Elvis Costello.
I know that's Veronica, not Violet, but same.
Same.
Okay,
same.
So tonight's offering from Sea Dog Brewing Company that will be located here soon.
Shortly.
Which is called Sea Dog Wild Blueberry. As far as the Gin crew is concerned, we feel like it pairs best with blueberry muffins, Girl's Name Violet, and Elvis Costello.
Yes.
How about that? The alcohol content of tonight's brew is 4.6% by volume.
Oh, that's good.
So watch out.
No, that's
not too bad.
Yeah,
not too bad. No. You can actually drink 1.5.
I can actually drink 20 of them.
Maybe 2. Not like those mango bobs.
Yep.
What?
Now, staying on the same track here, and this is for those who have everything.
We're on a track?
Well, kind of. After a long day of napping and ripping the squeaky thing out of every stuffed toy in the house, your dog needs to wind down, too.
Oh.
You following me?
Yeah.
No.
While you enjoy your glass of Chardonnay, pour your pooch some Chardognay or Zinfandel.
Zinfandel. Yeah. I think Tilly would like that one.
Yeah, Zinfandel. These two dog wines are brewed by Apollo Peak, a Denver-based company that also makes feline-friendly catnip wines. The canine wines are herbal blends that contain no grapes or alcohol. So they're getting cheated a little bit there, I think.
Nah,
they're making cats. They're making dog wine.
Yeah. However, they say that the peppermint in the Zinfandel can help with digestive problems and travel sickness. And then
does it also freshen their breath?
I would imagine. And then it says the chamomile in the Chardonnay is a mild relaxant.
Yeah. Oh, chamomile makes you sleepy.
How about that?
Where do we get that?
You know what? I think you have to order it online, and I didn't write down the website, but it says that a 12-ounce bottle of either one is about $18.
Wow.
Yep.
So they only get a shot glass?
That's it.
And
At a time.
So what you're telling me is we still have homeless people, but we're making dog wine now.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what we're telling you, Ty.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Mm-hmm. Who wouldn't?
Go society.
All right, let's talk about movies.
Priorities.
Yes. Movies and entertainment. Hold on, let me, what do I do with my notes? What do I do with them?
Uh-oh. No movies.
No, we know. No, actually, I don't think anybody, nobody reported to me that they saw anything this week.
No, not really.
Nothing out.
Now, I
want to see that Sully movie.
Sully? Oh.
About, with Tom Hanks and the
plane. Oh, well, he's the pilot.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Lands the plane in the Hudson River.
Yeah. I remember when it happened. I seen it.
Yeah.
Sinked it. One of the things we're going to do a little bit differently on the show when we do our movies and entertainment, a lot of times we mention that we get our information from Steve Persall from the Tampa Bay Times. Now, I have not been very fair to Radio St. Pete's very own movie critic. Yeah. I know, I'm sorry. It's the Blueberries. Charlie Jewell.
Right.
Yep. And Charlie Jewell has a podcast called
Cinema Clash. With Hannah Buchdahl.
With Hannah Buchdahl that he does every Saturday at 5:10 p.m. Eastern Time. And then again on Sunday from 9:10 a.m. Eastern Time.
In case you missed it.
Right. Yep. I have listened to their show. It's very informative. And they both have a good rapport with each other.
Yes.
I think so.
Yes. And
good information.
Yes, and charliejewell.com.
Right.
You can get some more information about the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And Hannah Buchdahl is chickflicks.net.
Okay. Well, if we...
Good stuff.
If we go with basically pairing them together or pitting them against each other...
Which is what
Charlie
it is.
Well, you're talking about... Charlie and Hannah
right. have some different opinions
well, let's,
on movies.
Let's pair the two or pit the two of them against Steve Persall.
Okay.
And see what we've got, just to see. Now, one of the first movies that I pulled out of the paper this week is a movie called The Light Between Oceans.
Right. Now, and I've not seen any advertisements for that.
Well, it's like a chick flick.
So they don't advertise?
Yeah, I mean, it's in the paper. I saw it in the paper, but I haven't seen anything on TV.
They just assume chicks will go.
Yeah. Well, it's got some big people. It's got Michael Fassbender, Alicia Vikander, Rachel Weisz, Brian Brown, and Jack Thompson.
I don't know.
You can't go wrong in a movie with Jack Thompson.
Okay.
Right, Ty?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Charlie.
What if it was Jack Black?
Charlie and Hannah.
I'm sure it'd be better.
Give The Light Between Oceans 2 stars. He does out of 4 stars is his rating system.
Okay.
Steve Persall is a letterman. He gave it a C+.
Ah.
So that's
yeah, about
the same,
equal.
Right?
I'm more of a food and colors guy. I'm going to give it a gravy and a purple.
Yeah.
Not quite pizza yet, but getting there.
Yeah.
We talked about one of the movies that I want to see, and that's that Hell and High Water. That's the Jeff Bridges movie, The Dude. And I really want to see that. It looks like Charlie and Hannah gave it 4 stars. And
yes.
Steve Persall, Tampa Bay Times, an A.
Oh, so
there you go. Yeah. That's very comparable.
That might be a good one.
Yeah. On board with that.
Yep.
The dude abides.
And Hannah, I noticed, she also enjoyed that movie. So I would say... It's definitely worth going to see.
Right, yeah, it seems like it's very good.
It's getting great reviews from everybody.
It says, edge of your seat brilliance.
Yes.
I like that. I like Jeff Bridges. He's always good. Now, here's one of the movies that I think we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, and it's that Captain Fantastic, and it's starring Viggo Mortensen. I did not pull anything out this week, and I can't remember what Steve Persall gave it when we did talk about it a couple of weeks ago, but Charlie and Hannah gave it 4 stars.
Yes.
So it's kind of, it looks to me like it's a kind of a quirky movie, and
it looks fun.
Yeah, it does look fun.
And I made sure to bring that one home. If it's not in your local theater, it's one that I'm going to put in our Netflix queue so that we can get it as soon as it comes out. Because it does look like a good movie.
Yeah. It says here, as far as Tampa Bay Times is, they're giving their 5 top movies to see this weekend. Number 1 is Hell and High Water. Number 2 is Southside with You. That's the Brock and Michelle movie. Three is War Dogs. Four is Don't Breathe. That's the scary one.
Right, and I haven't seen anybody review that one yet.
Right, and then this other one is called Equity. And I haven't seen a, it's about a She-Wolf of Wall Street. Anna Gunn is the actress who plays this She-Wolf of Wall Street. So kind of like, what was that movie with Michael Douglas where he plays Gordon Gekko or whatever his name is? This is like the female version, I'm guessing. Anyway.
Wall Street?
Wall Street, yes. Mm-hmm. Wall Street, everybody.
I kept thinking Wolf of Wall Street, yeah. Which is a different movie. And then, Wall Street.
For the last couple of weeks, we've been trying to gauge or keep track of how much money these top movies are making. And we had mentioned, and I'll mention it again, that Suicide Squad, even though it didn't get a very good review, was expected to be the summer blockbuster.
It was a really good movie.
Well, this week it came in
really
at number two.
Reviews.
And it made $12.1 million. Still doing pretty good.
Right.
Because it seems to me that the first week it made like 46. Last week was 26. And now this week they're down to 12.1. So that's not bad.
No.
And
definitely
if
not
I remember
bad.
Correctly, it didn't cost that much money to make that movie. So I think they're going to get their money back anyway.
So they're making lots of profit.
Right. The big winner this week is Don't Breathe. They made $26.1 million. Kubo with Strings. With Two Strings, that's $7.9 million. Sausage Party, $7.7 million. And The Mechanic Resurrection that I really want to see, that's the new Jason Statham movie, which is like a remake of the Charles Bronson movie. Mechanic Resurrection, $7.5 million last weekend at the box office. How about that?
Very nice.
Yep. One of the shows that I really like to watch, and I try to watch it religiously on Sunday mornings, is a show called Sunday Morning.
Sunday Morning.
Which is hosted by Charles Osgood.
Not for long.
Not for long. At the end of last week's broadcast, he basically came to the edge of the stage and announced that he will be leaving.
Right.
Wow.
Yep. After 22 years.
I was going to say.
He's been on there forever.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. 22 years. And that's a CBS show. He's been with CBS for 50 years.
Wow.
22 of which.
On Sunday Morning.
Right. That's pretty amazing. That is pretty amazing. Let's see. I did have some...
I do enjoy that show, though.
I love it.
They cover so many different things. And...
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could really call Charles Osgood the Arthur Godfrey
of Sunday Morning.
Of Sunday Morning.
I see that.
Yeah. You're so full of yourself. No one can ever give you a compliment.
It says that Charles's last Sunday Morning will be September 25th. I'll make sure that I see that. I'm sure it'll be a big cry fest.
Yes.
It says he will continue to do his long-running radio program, The Osgood File. So he's not retiring altogether. He's 83, very nearly 84.
Right.
I haven't heard anything that he's in poor health or anything like that. I think he just needs a break.
Right.
He's tired of it.
He's going to go hang out with the most interesting man in the world.
Charles Osgood. I like that.
Maybe he is the most interesting man in the world. Well,
maybe. Could be.
Yeah. Now here's a show that we've been watching. We watched the whole first season, and that's Stranger Things.
Yes.
This is a show that I didn't think I was going to like. It's about kids, and it's it's like a portrayal of 80s and 90s movies like The Goonies and Stand By Me, that kind of thing. Very similar situations. This one is the kids are looking for they're looking to find out where one of their best friends
went.
Right. Okay. It's kind of weird. There's a sort of like an alien girl that looks like a little boy. Her name is Eleven.
Right.
I think she's cute. I think she's really cute. So, but anyway, they're saying that the show has been greenlit for a second season. And this is a show that they weren't even sure was going to be, very popular. But you can't go anywhere on Facebook or social media and not see something about it.
Stranger Things.
It's a show that it's like an unexpected hit.
Right. I think it has on, when you pull it up on Netflix, it has user ratings, and it has 5 stars.
Yeah.
People love it.
Yeah. Is it on Hulu? No.
Stranger Things says we'll return next year with even more episodes. So that's good.
Nice.
So, anyway. Let's see. Well, here it is. It's September. Already, they are promoting Hollow Scream at Busch Gardens.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So, I guess one of the things that they're saying is if you go now, it's a lot cheaper than if you wait to go closer to Halloween.
Well, when does it start?
September 23rd and 24th is when it's going to start.
I think we should go.
I think so.
I'm
as
not
well.
Going.
Oh, good.
I don't like that.
There you go.
So
talk after the show.
It says that if you go September 23rd and 24th, you're going to look to pay $45.99. If you go closer to Halloween, you're going to pay anywhere from $65 to $70. If you want to go early,
what?
And you get like a what do they call it? Some sort of what do they call it? Discount for
like a pass?
Pass members. Yeah, discount for pass members. $35.99.
Oh, nice.
So, Hannah, you're a pass holder, right?
I am.
There you go. So it's going to be very cheap for you.
Perfect.
But I would go, you know,
early.
Sometime around the 23rd or 24th of September. Yep. Now, let's see. Sad news.
You can't go the 24th.
One of my favorite actors and the star of a lot of very popular movies, Gene Wilder, passed away.
Yes.
Yeah,
very
sad. It was very sad.
Very sad. Mm-hmm. Love Gene Wilder.
I love. Okay, so Ty, your favorite movie. We talked about this before the show, and you agreed with me that Young Frankenstein.
Yeah, Young Frankenstein.
I can't watch that movie. I'm laughing from start to finish.
And right. Every time it's funny.
It's hysterical.
Yeah.
Hysterical. Now, a lot of people's favorites is Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory.
Very good in that as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here's something that I pulled up. If you like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and you want to go to a special screening on September 10th at the Tampa Theater.
Oh, fun.
They're going to do a special screening.
That'd be cool.
That would be very fun.
Yeah.
Very fun. I would love to do that.
Gene Wilder was in a lot of funny movies. Blazing Saddles. He did all of those Silver Streak movies and things like that with Richard Pryor.
Yes.
Blazing Saddles was a riot. I was listening to a conversation today about Blazing Saddles, and the whole conversation was, would they be able to put that in the theaters today?
No.
With the racial sensitivity that's going on in America right
There's
now?
There's no
way. No.
I mean, that whole movie is a spoof on racism.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't single anybody out.
Right.
You know, they make fun of everybody.
Everybody.
People had thicker skin back then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or a little better self-esteem and self-awareness.
Yeah. Anyway, Gene Wilder passed away, I guess it was last weekend, at the age of 83 from complications of Alzheimer's. That's
right.
Pretty bad.
And I did not realize that he was that old.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
I never thought of him as being that old. Yeah, I know that one of the sad things back in the 80s is when he was married for a brief time to Gilda Radner.
Yes.
And she died of ovarian cancer, which kind of wrecked him. And then what I heard, and I read this in an article today, is that just a year later, and he caught a lot of flack for this, he married this woman named Karen, who has been his wife all the way up to his death, but was his wife for 25 years.
Yes.
Yep. She was basically a coach in one of his movies. She dealt with the hearing impaired in that one movie that we talked about, Hear No Evil, See No Evil, something like that. She coached Gene on how to, you know, act like a deaf person. So anyway, but they were married for 25 years. You know, people gave him a lot of flack, but what are you going to do? You know,
well, it's very,
your life.
It's very sad.
Yeah.
Very sad.
Very, very sad. Here's something that's going on downtown. It's Big Art.
Mm.
You know how when you go downtown St. Pete, they have all of the murals on the buildings?
Right. Yeah.
So they're having the Shine Festival. Now, it was supposed to start Thursday.
Oh.
But I'm having a feeling because of all the rain, it's postponed. So it probably won't kick off until this weekend.
Right.
3-day weekend, be a perfect time to do it. There are going to be 19 professional local, national and international muralists painting the town with 16 works.
Nice.
It's going to be like a total of 21 murals being done, but like 5 of them are going to be done by like local groups of people.
Okay.
You know, like a group of ladies from the YMCA or a group of like a school or something like that. But these professionals, they're going to do 16 of them.
Those are the ones you want to see.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, and when we were downtown last weekend, I think as part of that festival, on the building that used to be the Amsterdam, that is going to be the Independent, on the west side of the building, they have painted the whole wall black. And at the top, it says, "Before I die." And people can write their own message on the big black mural wall.
I like the murals.
Chalk. I love it.
I think some people are a little bit opposed to the murals. I'm not. I kind of dig them.
Oh, I love it.
I'd like to see more.
I'm not opposed to graffiti, really. I like graffiti, too. It's
like if it's well done.
If it's well done.
When I was in the Marine Corps, I had a friend, a roommate for a brief time, who was from New York City, and he showed me his portfolio. He was a graffiti artist. Amazing. Just amazing how they can do that with Kansas spray paint. You know, so I can appreciate it on that level. Now, these murals are huge. They're not they're not considered graffiti. They're actually commissioned pieces of art.
The city has commissioned these,
so I think that's fantastic. One of the murals that's going to be painted is going to be by this artist, Cecilia Luisa, and it's not going to be on a wall at all. She's going to be painting an entire intersection, and it's the intersection of Central Avenue and Fifth Street.
Nice.
This mural is going to be on the sidewalks and street. It's going to cover 39,000 square feet.
Wow.
Yep, and they're going to have to put sand in the paint so it's not slippery on the sidewalks.
Right.
So that's kind of cool.
Very cool. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Says that the murals will all be completed in 5 to 7 days, weather permitting. Onlookers are welcome to watch as they work. So that'd be kind of cool. I'd love to go do
that. Should check that
out. I mean,
out.
It's kind of one of those things like I could always watch like that Bob Ross.
Yes.
Forever. You know, I could watch him all day.
With his happy little trees.
That's
happy
right. I would love to see how these murals come to life. I think that's very cool. We might have to go down there and check that out. Anyway, we are getting close to our halfway point. So let me go ahead and say that we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. Yep. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502. We will be right back.